New heading, Pitfalls and Paths. We now need to translate these biblical principles and directives into the practical language of our daily lives. Over the years, I have noted four major pitfalls that cause many of us to tumble into gossip. They are four ways of talking about other people that inevitably lead us into talking about things not proper to mention. 1 Timothy 5, verse 13. 1. Speaking about other people's problems in a way that could reflect on the people's character or competence. Everyone faces objective challenges, difficulties, and problems in their lives. A parent dies, our car gets smashed while it is sitting in a parking lot minding its own business. We lose our job because our plant closes down. Problems like these do not reflect on one's character or competence, and it is therefore not necessarily wrong for others to speak about them. However, certain ways of talking about them tend to smear a person's reputation. The following examples make the point. I hear that John was fired from his job last week. Did you know that Fred and Sally are having marital problems? Have you heard that Carl's son has a drinking problem? Ruth sure seems to get into a lot of automobile accidents. Though no explicit accusations are leveled in any of these comments, it is not difficult to draw out the implications. Number 2. Speaking about other people's weaknesses, temptations, and sins. We may know about others' weaknesses, temptations, or sins because they have talked with us about them or because we have been present while these issues were manifested in action. Either way, we should not speak of these things unless we have received explicit permission to do so or we feel obliged to seek out help for these people. It is a serious breach of faith to share such things as the following. Did you know that Sarah has to fight daily against her old alcohol problem? I hear that Jim has a strong attraction to pornography. Though she hates herself for it, Dorothy will often fly into a rage and beat the kids silly. Al puts on a good front, but I've heard that he's quite unstable emotionally. Put Chuck in the wrong environment and he'll gamble away his car, his house, his wife, and his children. Talk like this helps no one. Number 3. Speaking about other people's private and personal affairs. Many things in people's lives should remain discreetly hidden unless the people choose to divulge them. We are free to reveal details of our own lives, but not the details of other people's lives. The sorts of things I have in mind are not necessarily negative or scandalous. They are simply not intended to be paraded before the public eye. Examples are comments like, I hear that John and Mary don't use any birth control. Sam told me that he really dislikes his new boss. Who is Carol dating now? Charles made $75,000 last year. A friend may share these things with you about herself, but you are not then free to pass them on to others. Number 4. Speaking critically about various areas of other people's lives. This way of speaking involves our rendering an opinion on some feature of another's life when we have no authority or sound reason to do so. I am not thinking here of charges of major wrongdoing or incompetence. That would move us from the realm of gossip into the realm of slander. Instead, the criticisms issued in gossip are often small and have to do with apparently trivial matters. Yet they are barbed, and they leave a wound. The following are examples of such criticisms. I think Nancy has such poor taste in clothing. If you ask me, Tom and Laura don't spank their children often enough. I wish Dave would repaint that ugly garage of his. It's a wonder that Laura ever passed her driver's test. She is awful behind the wheel. As with slander, the proper ones to hear our complaints and criticisms are the objects of them, or some other proper authority. To pass such comments along to others is pure and undiluted gossip. It may seem as though these four pitfalls rule out all talking about other people, but this is not the case. There are many ways of speaking about people that are permissible and even helpful. For example, it is good to speak of other people's virtues and admirable qualities. Jean is a wonderful seamstress and so generous in helping others with their sewing. Gary is a devoted and faithful father. It is also good to speak of others' successes. I hear that Fred was the most productive salesman at his branch this past year. Ellen finished painting the portrait just in time for Art's birthday, and Art loved it. We can also pass on freely the blessings others have experienced. Martha had a beautiful baby. Roger is recovering very well from his illness. Bill and Jean's eldest son just became a follower of Yeshua. Sometimes the English word gossip is used to refer to all speaking about other people's lives, including the positive comments that I just described. Though there is danger in talking too much about other people, there is also danger in talking too much about football, or cars, or literature. Any topic that dominates our speech can become a problem, but this is not the biblical meaning of the word gossip. Gossip means useless, silly, and critical speech about other people. Speech that subtracts from the respect and esteem our listeners have for them. When we are discussing with a friend other people with whom we both have a relationship, it can be appropriate to pass on neutral information that can help us both to keep up with our friends' lives. This kind of information is often simply on the order of news. I hear that Jim has started a new job. Sam and Alice bought a new car last week. The Browns will be away on vacation for 2 weeks. Once again, there is danger in getting preoccupied with the communication of such facts. They can feed a problem that we may have with idle curiosity. Nonetheless, there is nothing intrinsically wrong with sharing this type of neutral information, and sometimes it is necessary and helpful. As stated earlier, it is even appropriate at times to talk with friends about other people's objective challenges and problems. This is especially the case when we might be able to help them respond to the problem. Did you hear that Marge's mother had a serious car accident yesterday? Perhaps we could take care of her kids for a few days and free her to deal properly with the situation. Ralph has been laid flat again by his back. How about if we visit him and maybe do a little work around his house? Sometimes it is helpful to share such things simply in order to enlist prayer support. However, we must be especially careful that we not talk about problems in a way that might denigrate or dishonor those we speak of. Sometimes situations may arise in which we feel obligated to talk about someone else's weaknesses, temptations, or sins with a person who might be able to help our friend. Ordinarily, we should not do this without first consulting the individual with the difficulty and gaining his or her approval. However, there may be cases in which it is appropriate to go to a spiritual leader or a close friend who can take the initiative in helping the troubled person. For example, I have a friend who is an experienced drug abuse counselor. Sometimes people tell him about their friends' or relatives' troubles and ask for advice or active assistance. Such communication can be a way of serving another person, although we must be careful not to use this as an excuse for gossip. As with slander, we are just as guilty when we listen to gossip as we are when we speak it. I might add that we are also just as guilty when we read gossip as we are when we listen to it. Dozens of publications thrive on purveying page after page of unmitigated gossip. For a period of time a few years ago, I was a regular customer at a local supermarket. Each week as I approached the cashier, I was confronted by a small magazine stand whose headlines promised to reveal sensational secrets about the lives of famous politicians, movie stars, and billionaire tycoons. Occasionally, I saw instead an outlandish but harmless feature article on UFOs or Wonder Diet pills. These periodicals cater to an appetite for gossip that only increases in people as it is fed. The fact that the eye rather than the ear is the medium of the sin makes it no less gossip and no less sinful. We should avoid such printed material as much as we avoid the juicy morsels about our neighbors spread by more local purveyors of gossip.